people are being told that there's no funding available to repair certain roads, and then they see money being wasted in already widening wide footpaths. So I sent in a submission during the public consultation, and the second chief executive's report, which was published last week, has changed the wording from shall include to may include. Now, personally speaking, on my own behalf and on behalf of those who I've been interacted with on this issue over the last number of years and during the canvass, I hope that it may not happen, and that any fundings for footpaths would actually be diverted to creating new ones or also to repairing roads that are in bad state of repair.
And then from your time out canvassing there and chatting to the public, widening the footpath wasn't an issue for them, was it? What were the main, probably bigger issues for them?
Yeah, so in terms of local roads and infrastructure, that was not an issue, because the footpath at the Loftus Hall area now, one side of it, you could walk 7 or 8 people abreast, and it's that wide. The footfall isn't there to warrant that. There are areas in the town where there's more traffic in terms of road usage, and that is one of them. We have two factories out on the Tubbercurry-Bunanadden Road. Lorries find it difficult there to navigate that junction as a result of the widening of the footpaths. The same up at Cassidy's Corner. If two vans or heavy goods vehicles meet, it's very, you know, one has to stop dead in the town completely, and it just creates unnecessary congestion. And it has created a bad taste in the mouth of people and business people as well, because they find it harder to navigate around the town.